Good morning. Welcome back to our 21-day consecration. This is day two, honor in sacrifice. Our scripture reflection for today is coming from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 19th chapter, verse number 29. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. Here's a thought for today. Leaning to our own understanding is beyond limited. It's beyond being limited. It's actually downright disobedient and it can be terrifying. But above all else, it's the hardest way to get things done in the kingdom of God. Like Peter, it can be very easy to get caught up on the slippery slope of self-preservation or the proverbial, what's in it for me? It is normal human behavior to have the tendency of counting or measuring benefits. After all, what Jesus was asking of his disciples was much more than any leader before him asked of their followers. He asked them to not only give up all they knew, including culture, family, religious experience, but also to prepare to live a life so completely selfless that it made preference of others above themselves. Now, you know that's against human nature. Peter, he didn't have a problem with understanding what the ask was. He had a problem with understanding the exchange and what the compensation would be. Since what Jesus asks of us is rewarded in heavenly currency, we may not see the benefits immediately. We just have to trust that he is the Word. There's honor in sacrifice. Let's pray. Father, increase my capacity to give and my sensitivity to hear your voice louder, above, and exclusively beyond intellect, rationale, and the vain traditions of men. Thank you for the hope you offer and the joy you bring. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow morning for day three.